Hi, David. Does Lindholm come out to Sycamore? Do you go
to
Sycamore?
Yes, we do.
My insurance company, which I have been with for the past 30 years and never have filed a claim, is sending me letters saying they will be doing inspections. I know they will tell me I need a new roof, though I don't think I do. Okay, so this guy or gal is getting ahead of it. Well, it's a guy or Carrie, could go either way. Even though I don't think I do. Okay, company may rhyme with American Family. Mm-hmm. So, you know, an insurance company that rhymes with American Family, according to this text. Thanks, Carrie from Sycamore. I will give you the number that you can follow up with Carrie afterwards. I know you want to talk about, you know, 20-year-old roofs, but that just came in right now, you know, earlier in the show.
That's along those lines.
It's the same kind of stuff, right?
It falls in.
You do a roof inspection, and a lot of insurance companies now are sending representatives out, or maybe even doing satellite views. I don't know.
Satellite views?
Drones.
Satellite.
You got to be present. But satellite, I mean, we use satellite daily to price out roofs, but like...
Some insurance companies are walking away from slate, tile...
Cedar, metal.
Got it.
And so,
the product itself.
You could see satellite.
Of course you could.
You can go to Street View and
of
look.
Of course you can.
So they're walking away from those roofs because they're too expensive to fix. And with the weather being what it's been lately with the hail and the wind.
Now, if we had to guess,
they get destroyed.
What's their quality, like professional ability to assess a roof? Do you think they're really qualified to say this roof needs to be repaired? Like, are
minimally,
they trained?
Minimally.
Yeah, like what training did they go through?
So if they drive by a house and they see a stain on the front of the home, they're going to just say, hey, it needs to be fixed, addressed, or replaced, or we have to drop you, or exclude that from your coverage.
Hold on. I want to go back to Carrie and Sycamore.
Yeah.
Carrie and Sycamore has been living in the home for 30 years.
Yep.
Average life, you know, let's use this as a case study, right? Okay. Average life of a roof is how long?
20 to 25 years on average.
Yeah, we're going to say depend. Okay, on average.
Depending on a lot of different factors. Yep.
Okay, so to be fair to American Family here, they know, because there hasn't been any claims, they don't know if Carrie and Sycamore has done any work on the roof, right? Because you're not going to call your insurance company to say, hey, I just replaced the roof. You're just going to replace the roof.
You actually would call your insurance company, I think, to say, I got a new roof.
You can call your insurance company when you get a new roof, especially if you're upgrading to a class 3 or class 4 rated, hail rated shingle.
Might get a discount.
Right.
Mm, didn't think of that.
You get discounts for replacing your furnace, your hot water heater.
Okay, yeah.
You get discounts from your insurance for replacing.
Yeah, you could call your insurance company not just to say I have a problem.
I stand corrected.
Okay.
Okay, see, I admit my mistake.
We learn.
It's the only one that I've had the entire year, but that's fine.
Yeah,
it's rare.
Sure.
But, okay, so Carrie here has been living in this house for 30 years. American Family's been around a long time, 30 years, okay? Is this something that American Family has the right to do whatever they want because they're carrying the insurance, and they could say, yes, we would like to extend your coverage, or no, we don't want to. They could cancel the coverage at any time for whatever reason.
Any reason.
So does this seem, I know Carrie's probably not happy with this and will gladly have a member of your team come out, walk the roof to inspect it, but does this seem unreasonable from an insurance carrier on a 30-year-old roof?
No, not on a 30-year-old roof, but that's not what she's saying. She's lived there for 30. She's likely...
Never filed a claim for 30 years.
Right, but she's likely had the roof done at least once.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we don't know that information.
We don't know that. Okay, so...
But maybe not. I mean, you've seen roofs that last 35, 40 years, right? It's unbelievable, but it is rare. Right condition, right everything, you know, just right ventilation. Yeah, it can happen.
All right, here, follow-up text just came in from this texter.
Mm-hmm.
Where to go? Okay, nice guy. It just disappeared, so we need to get it back. Can you expand it and read what they
I'm
just said?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Okay, so David, I've only been in the house for 15, but with Ann Fam for 30 years.
Ah,
the roof is fine.
Okay, so they...
And I'm a guy.
That's different. So they've been with... So it's a male carry. Thanks for clarifying that, because that could go either way. And so they've lived in the home for 15 years, and they've been a 30-year client of American Family.
Yep.
So now I could see the gripe, right? I could see, have them come out, because they might just say, yeah, you need a new roof. And does the homeowner have some pushback on that?
the only pushback you have is actually having it inspected by a professional that knows what they're doing and knows what to look for.
That's the only, I mean, how often do you guys do that where you show up and then will you, I know this is a two-part question, will you provide the homeowner with something?
Yes.
Okay.
We will provide the homeowner with a written assessment of the roof. We can provide photos to support the statements we make.
Estimate existing issues,
current life, and so on and so forth.
Is there a cost to that?
No, because we're all going out to do an estimate, too.
Sure.
If I'm looking at a 15, 20-year-old roof,
you want to give them a budget anyway.
I'm going to find some things that need to be done that are minor, whether it be caulking the exposed nail heads, re-caulking the chimney flashing, inspecting the skylight. Maybe there's two or three damaged shingles.
Maybe a stack.
Right. We're going to find maybe squirrels went up and ate a lead flashing.
Sure, yeah. How many homeowners are going on the roof, right?
Dave,
when was the last time you went on your roof?
Thursday.
5 years.
Okay.
We're going to find $300, $400, $500, maybe $600 worth of work that might need to be done on almost any roof that's 15 to 20.
Normal wear and tear.
Right.
Okay. Because our roof is outside.
I totally get it. Right? It's exposed to the elements.
Of course.
So some people might say, "Oh, he's going to go on our roof and find something." No, you're going to find it because it's 15 years worth of wear and tear. Yeah. Okay, phone number for our listeners who want to reach out.
773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com.